Right, welcome to the Member Conduct Committee, 4th of December. Welcome to this meeting of the Member Conduct Committee on 4th of December 2023 for Charnwood Borough Council. Please note that this meeting will be recorded and the recording made available on the Council website following the meeting. Under the openness of the local government body regulations, people may film or record this meeting, and this is outside the Council's control. However, people wishing to film or record the meeting should do so in a way that does not disrupt the business of the meeting. Also, so that the meeting is not disturbed, could I ask everyone present to please turn off your mobile phones or switch them to silent to ensure that your environment is distraction free. In addition, please turn off smart speakers on phones, Alexa, Siri, Cortana, etc., as these record conversations and could be a breach of GDPR. Item 1 on the agenda, are there any apologies?
Yes, so through you, Chair, we've had apologies from Councillor Bradshaw, Councillor Brooks and Councillor Dent. Councillor Jackson is subbing for Councillor Dent.
Okay. And do we have anyone attending virtually?
So there's Councillor Jones and Richard Bennett, the Head of Planning and Regrowth.
And we, you can both hear us okay? Everything's working? Wonderful. And
yes, thank you.
Lovely. Thank you very much. So we're moving on to item 2, the minutes of the previous meeting from 18th of September. Can each member confirm by show of hands that they're happy they've received the minutes and they're happy with the content? Can you show of hands, please? So that is unanimous of the people here. Lovely, thank you. I'd say we'll take that as a consensus, so that is...
Sorry, I was just informing I was absent.
Yeah, I think everyone who was here voted in favour of that, unanimous consensus of those who were present.
We need to sign as
well. Yeah, should I do that now?
Yeah, then we're done.
Signed. So item 3, disclosure of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Are there any that should be included by the members present?
Mm-mm.
That is a non. Item 4. The questions under other committee procedures, there have been no questions submitted. Mm-hmm. Item 5, planning code of good practice and member code of conduct. Can we, Councillor Forrest isn't present, I'm not here.
No, she's here.
Mm-hmm. Online or in person. So can we just welcome Richard Bennett, who's attending virtually?
Good afternoon, Chair.
Thank you. And can our can
Deputy Monitoring
Officer, which is a mouthful, please present the report.
So, yes, thank you, Chair. So, this is a report that sets out the comments and suggestions that may have been put forward regarding areas of the Constitution that are within the remit of the Member Conduct Committee, and just as a double check that so we're clear, so it's arrangements for dealing with complaints about member conduct, which is chapter 18, the Member's Code of Conduct, which is chapter 20, the Monitoring Officer Protocol, chapter 23, and then the Planning Code of Good Practice, which is chapter 24. And what I would like to say is that I emailed councillors on the Member Conduct Committee and the Plans Committee on the 13th of October, and I gave a deadline for comments as the 13th of November, and I have, as of today's date, not received any comments or suggestions. So therefore I've got nothing to report. However, members may wish to make some suggestions for the constitution review, which is due to go to cabinet in March 2024 and then on to council in April as well. I would also like to have it noted that the Member Conduct Committee last reviewed the Planning Code of Conduct in December 2021 and also the Planning Service Review of 2023 put forward a number of changes which were considered at council on the 6th of November and came into effect on the 1st of December this year. So hence maybe that's why we've not had any comments and suggestions. Thank you.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions they wanted to ask?
Mm-mm.
I'm seeing lots of shaking of heads. Will the committee note the report with a show of hands?
Noted.
Noted.
Noted. Okay, thank you, Richard.
Lovely. Thanks very much. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Draw.
Right, so we are on to item six. Updates of complaints received. Can our Deputy Monitoring Officer present the report, please?
Oh, thank you, Chair. So this is a report given an update on the complaints about breaches of the Code of Conduct that have been received and any issues arising from them. So since the last meeting in March, you may notice that we've had one additional complaint that's come in, which is at the moment at fact-finding stage, which relates to Quorn Parish Council. And as I say, that's at that stage at the moment. That's the additional one since. And that would be the only thing I would notice. And also, I would note as well that that particular complaint actually relates quite closely to the previous parish council complaints that have been received. There's some interrelatedness on those. Thank you.
Are there any questions that the committee has to ask? I'm seeing shaking of heads again.
Let it play out.
Yep. And can we note the current position with a show of hands again, please? Yep, that is unanimous again.
Noted.
Noted. Okay. So, item seven, work programme. We are back with our Deputy Monitoring Officer again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, thank you, Chair. So, this report sets out the work programme for the committee, and that's set out on the appendix. And I'm going to make a suggestion that we set it out a little bit more clearly for the future. So you may recall on page seven of the report, I set out the areas which the committee were emailed on, as in the Member Conduct Committee and the Plans Committee, in terms of arrangements for dealing with members' complaints, members' code of conduct, monitoring officer protocol, and the members' code of good practice. I think that would be a good idea to actually list those down in the work programme so it's very clear what's been looked at by the committee and what's within their remit. And also as well, if members would mind indicating if they wish that to be annually, you look at those, or potentially two yearly.
Annually, I think.
Yeah.
Annually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Otherwise, it's just repeat and the same.
Mm. So is the committee all in agreement of that proposal?
Yeah.
Annually.
Yeah.
Thank you. Are there any more questions that committee would like to ask?
No.
So through you, Chair, I just wanted to ask about the review of the constitution, whether you were proposing to delete that particular issue. Mm.
I think that would be my intention. Thank you.
I think so.
Yeah.
And then clarifying the members' code of conduct and planning code section, the list. Thank you.
So I asked if there's any other questions, and there was none. I think that is everything that we have for today. Any additions or amendments to the work programme?
No.
I did miss that item on there. No, there is shaking of heads again. So that would mean the next meeting is on the 11th of March.
In the diary.
Yep, so put that one in the diary and we'll close the meeting and happy Christmas, I guess.
Thank you.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Yes.